Hello, 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 and welcome to the Al Boost Podcast. My name is Allison, and I'm your vibrant hostess. Did somebody say intro remix? Yeah. Yes, I had to say my name and then let the beat drop. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Al Boost Podcast. I am Allison once again, your vibrant hostess, and I'm happy to be here. I'm super happy to be here. We had to remix the intro because I'm feeling super special today and I'm feeling super happy today. You know what I'm saying?
I feel happy, I feel grateful, and I feel fulfilled.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here today on the podcast, on your favorite podcast. We're gonna be discussing sneaky caught in the act, and this is like a part two of some sort to last week's episode, First Boyfriend Shenanigans. But don't worry, if you're new here and you're joining us for the first time, you won't be so totally lost. But I really suggest that you go back and listen to that episode so that you know where we are in the story. But before we jump right into that, y'all know I gotta start by saying a couple of thank yous. So thank you to the Al Boost Podcast team, which is you guys. Thank you so much for listening and for your continued support. I love to hear your comments, your thoughts, your stories, your everything, your reactions even. They make me happy. There's one particular reaction that made me happy last week. And yo, guys, I passed out. The problem with this response is it's in Shona. But it's not really a problem, is it? Because I always translate to the best of my abilities when I speak in Shona or when something happens like that. But this response has to be the best response from last week's episode. And I'm going to play it for you guys to hear because this guy deserves a shout out. Oh my gosh. So in last week's episode, y'all know how there was the Microsoft shutdown tone that and so he was asking basically that, so if since you put that tone, since I had put that edit in, so if a relationship is boring, annoying, or something like that, do I just press right click and then refresh the relationship, or what am I supposed to do? And you know how the podcast art included some bananas, and then so he made a reference to bananas in pajamas because relationships these days are just jokes apparently. I don't know who hurt him. Who hurt me too. But yeah, that response killed me, so shout out to him. This is the first time I've done this. Maybe I'll do this more frequently, share some of your responses because they are absolutely hilarious. So thank you guys for your continued support. Remember to like, comment, to share, and do all of those beautiful things to boost the podcast that is boosting you. Alrighty, let's get into the story. Sneaky caught in the act. Okay, so to continue from last week's story, I had met my boyfriend for the first time, and he was my first boyfriend, and I was a little form two. That's about 14, right? And now I was frequently sneaking out, and I had to come up with better plans, better sneak out plans, because I got caught the first time. This time I had a plan. I had a very solid plan. My parents sort of, not even sort of, they really, really cranked up the strictness. They really took the strictness to a whole new level. They redefined strict in my house. And so even sometimes before, when I used to be able to negotiate with like CC or the help rather, I could not anymore. Because I think my father threatened them, if this girl leaves this yard, someone is going to lose their job. So whenever I tried to ask for their help so that I could sneak out discreetly, they were not buying it. And if they ever bought it, they wanted a refund. They were not having it. So I needed to come up with my own plans. And remember from last week's episode, I mentioned that I felt condemned. And basically, with me feeling condemned, I felt like there was no saving me. I felt like I was what was wrong. And so I must just continue living my best life because there's no saving me, right? So I might as well just continue doing that. And this time, just be careful enough not to get caught, right? And so I needed to come up with some very solid plans. So I'm going to expose myself. Even my little brother doesn't know this. But hey, for the purposes of the boost, we gotta do what we gotta do. So yeah, I had an extra everything. To help me sneak out, I had an extra key to for the you know in on the main gate. There's a smaller little gate. I had a key to that. I had an extra key to my parents' room. I had an extra remote for the gate. And I remember one time, one time my parents were looking for the remote. I helped them look for the remote. Look for the remote that I had, and I knew exactly where it was, but I had to help them look for it because I couldn't be caught in the act too soon in the game, right? I had extra keys to everything that I needed in order to successfully sneak out discreetly and not get caught. Sometimes I really imagine my parents listening to this podcast and thinking, when I'm rich and famous, it won't matter. But this is for the purposes of the boost. So it is what it is. So yeah, this is how I managed to sneak out and go see baby. Now, for those who are listening to this for the first time, baby is basically my first boyfriend, and I had just seen him for the first time. So our relationship was fresh, and he was a bit older. Because, like I said, I was 14 and he was around about 17 and, already doing his O levels and stuff like this. So, I was feeling pretty high and mighty at that age, So, yeah, I would constantly sneak out, go spend some time with my boyfriend and all of this. You know what? To me, it felt really innocent because it's not like I was going to do shady things, you know what I'm saying? I would really literally sneak out. We would take a walk. We'd go sit on a rock somewhere and we just talk, And for me, that was everything. That was great, It was like that song they used to sing in Shonapataka and just basically like a sappy song about lovers who went to the river, but we wouldn't go to the river. It was just the road. And yeah, so in my defense, it was completely, totally innocent. I couldn't just settle for seeing him at school at that time because at school I had to be a meter away from him, but like at home, I could be it could be a little less than a meter if you know what I'm saying. And so that is what it was. And I remember this went on and on for months. And so when I'd sneak out, he would be waiting for me, but not exactly by our gate. He would be a little bit of a distance from the gate so that when I open the gate, you can't see anybody. But I'd also just open it a sliver, not a lot, just so I could get out. Because remember, I'm sneaking out, I'm trying to do these things discreetly. And then he'd be a little bit of a distance away from way from our gate. So that when we meet, those nosy neighbors, they won't just be saying things anyhow, So we had a plan. But as the months went by, we kind of got comfortable. So when it was time to go back home, he'd leave me right by the gate. Or sometimes when he was coming now, he'd come get me right by the gate and stuff like this. And so, yeah, it was an enjoyable time in my youth. I say this like I'm 50, but like, yeah, this was my first experience of having a boyfriend and, you know, all of these exciting hormones. And remember from last week's episode, when my parents disciplined me, I wanted to move out because love makes you stupid. So yeah, right? One day, baby had come to visit, snuck out successfully, and I was about to sneak back in, but he was giving me, you know, that last hug, that succulent hug, that passionate hug. She said succulent. And right as he's doing that, my neighbor, our neighbor, drove right into her driveway, which was next to ours. So our gates are right next to each other. And she drove right there and she got out of her car. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. You guessed it. This is the caught in the act part of it. And so she shouts my name and I'm like, oh no, oh no. Don't embarrass me. You're embarrassing me. Don't call my name like that. Call my name with some respect, with some swag, please, Allison. Don't be Allisoning me in front of my boyfriend. You know, don't embarrass me. Are you not embarrassed by the way you're about to embarrass me?
Are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
That's what was going on in my head. And so she shouts my name, Anson. And I'm just like, you, I care. Okay. And I'm like, Ma, you have to answer with respect because these neighborhood women. So I answer. And she's like, who's your friend? And I'm like, he's just my friend. She's like, ah, okay. How's your mom? And I'm like, my mom's great. And I have one of those plastic smiles, you know? And I'm just like, yeah, this woman needs to give me a break, honestly. And she's like, okay, does your mother know that you have a friend by the gate? And I was like, yeah. Honestly, what I wanted to say, what was going on in my heart and my head at that time, but no, be your business. It's not your business. It's not my mother's business either. This is my business. And but I was like, oh yeah, she knows because he's just my friend. She's like, oh, okay. You know, I lost your mom's number in the ladies group. What? So can I have your mom's number? Ah, I saw right through what she was trying to do, and I said, ah, I forgot, I don't know my mom's number. I've known my mother's number since I could go to school, since I was in kindergarten. I've known my mom's number for the longest, and she hadn't changed it at that time. So I knew my mom's number, but I was not about to sell myself out by giving this woman my mom's number, was I? No. Because then my parents were going to find out that I'd been sneaking out, and then now they wanted to know. They would want to know how I was doing that, you know, especially because they threatened everybody else around me not to let me out of their sight, right? And I said, I don't know my mom's number. She said, oh, okay. Ha! Guys. Then she looks at my boyfriend. Then she scans him from head to toe and from the toe to the head. Me. Standing next to my boyfriend, me, I also scanned her from head to toe and from toe to head. Why are you looking at my boyfriend like that? You want him to come at me, right? And she was like, don't I know you? And I said, what is about to happen? What was about to happen? And he smiles and is like, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. What do you mean, yes, ma'am? And the way I was raised, everybody, every woman who's older than you, or is a friend of your mom's, is a mama, not a ma'am. So the fact that I'd referred to her as mama, I think automatically I expected him to do that. And then he said, ma'am, which is nice and respectful and all of that. But there was something in my gut, I think, that was already registering that something's wrong here. So he says, yes, ma'am. And she's like, didn't I teach you? Huh? Guys, I never expected it. I never expected it. And he's like, yes, ma'am. And she's like, didn't I teach you computers? Ah, guys, I was really shook. I was like, wow. And then he was like, yes, ma'am. And then she's like, aren't you in 4D? Ah, guys. Now, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with dating anybody in 4D. But at least he should have told me so that I'd have known, right? So that if I ever needed to, you know, I don't know. But instead, baby had pretended to be like this smart guy. And he sold it to me and I bought it, you know. Now this woman is saying he's in 4D. To explain what 4D is, basically at my school, and I think many other schools in Zimbabwe, you're put in the set system according to your intelligence. I don't want to say that, but according to your grades, that's better. According to your grades. So the kids with the higher grades are in set one, set two, and the kids with lower grades, set four, maybe set five sometimes, you know. And this woman is looking at my boyfriend. He says, weren't you in 4D? And this guy was telling me stuff about being in like set one and being smart and intelligent, all of that. So I was surprised. I didn't expect it. You know, I never expected it.
I never expected it.
And so he's like, yeah, yes, ma'am. And then she frowns. She does this face like she's looking at something disgusting. And she's like, okay. Anyway, it was nice to see you, Alison. And then she went back to her car, drove into her gate. And I'm looking at baby and I'm like, 4D. And then he's like, you know how these people are just trying to, you know how these people are. And I was like, okay. Not that I had a problem with it. I would have preferred to know rather than finding out and finding out like that, you know. And so I was in my feels, man, guys. Snuck back in. I thought this woman is going to tell my mom and my mom's going to tell my dad and we're going to have a repeat of last time. I'm not ready. Hey, I'm not ready. My mom came back home. She didn't say anything to me. My dad didn't say anything to me. And I was like, all right, safe. For the whole week, my mom didn't say anything to me. My dad didn't say anything to me. Everything was normal vibes at home. Everything was great and wonderful. And I was like, okay. About a month and a half after that incident, the help, who was like my best friend at that time, because she knew all my shenanigans. She knew about all my sneaking out. Because my logic was, if I then get abducted or something funny happens, someone at least needs to know where I am and report it to the police just in case. And, you know, she would keep my secrets. She wasn't a snitch, you know. And then she came to me and she's like, the woman next door came and she was looking for you. And she was looking for your mom, actually. And I said, so what did you tell her? And then she was like, I told her, your mom's not here. And my mom was actually there. Hey? And I was like, my G. About 3 months from that incident, my mom had just come from work. And my mom has her own remote for the gate, so she doesn't need to ring the intercom, right? So she comes and she rings. And she says, Alison, come outside. Now, if there's anyone who's my day one, it's my mom, womb and everything. So when I heard that tone, I knew something's up. But I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what could possibly be up, you know. So I just went, I get to the gate. As the gate is slowly opening, I see this woman standing with my mom. I knew it. I just knew in my spirit and soul that this woman has done it. She has finally done it. After 4.5 months, she's finally, it's like she was waiting for that moment to meet my mom so she can tell my mom that she saw me the boy. Ha! I just knew it. So I walked out, big smile, bright eyes, and I was like, yes, mom. And I greeted the woman respectfully, as I should. And then my mom wasn't smiling at me. She wasn't smiling at anybody. And my mom has eyes as big as mine, if not bigger. But when she's angry, she has this angry squint that she does. And I could see the squint. I was like, ah. I just knew that finish. And then my mom looks at the lady, the neighbor lady. And she's like, please repeat what she just said. And the woman is now shy and she's now laughing. You know, those awkward laughs. Those I was just saying that. And I was just like, you were just saying that. So say, I was just saying that I saw Alison with the boy at the gate a couple of weeks ago, 4.5 months is what you're calling a couple of weeks ago. I don't even remember if I was still with that boy at that time or if I was now single. If I had now joined Singwengwe, if I had now become a singular again, you know. But I hadn't snuck out in so long that I was really looking at her like, really? A couple of weeks ago is 4.5 months? Okay, fine. She says, yeah, I saw it with a boyfriend. Didn't you know? I was just saying that we need to be careful with our daughters because some of these boys, you know, we are taking our daughters to these expensive schools and then the boys that they are hanging out with, you know, I actually taught that boy, you know, some computers and, you know, and I was like, don't discriminate just because you sound good to saying charges, you know. And she actually had a son my age. And I was just looking at her like, you want to set me up with your son or some woman? What's going on, you know? And so she basically goes on a rant about how my parents are paying too much school fees for me to be dating a boy who goes to his particular school and is in 4D. You know, I was thinking, mate, are you the one giving my parents money to pay for my school fees? Is it your bank? Is it your bank account? Is it your wallet? Honestly, if I had it my way, that's exactly what I wanted to ask. Is it your wallet, ma'am? Is it yours? It paying you, you know. But I just started crying. Like, because I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. I cannot believe my eyes. I could not believe it. Did this woman, 4.5 months later, the one time she gets to meet my mom, and that's what she wants to talk about? And so I started crying. And she starts, you know, acting like she was feeling bad. She's like, oh no. And then she looks at my mom. She's like, Asimunorova mana, which means basically, do you like beat up your child? And my mom just looked at me. I couldn't say anything because I was in shock. I was just crying. I couldn't even stop the tears from coming out. They were just coming out. And then the woman's like, please don't hit her. I just wanted to just say that, you know, our daughters can do better. You know, right now it's time to be focusing on books, not on these stupid boys and stuff. And I was like, ma'am, you're just adding fire to the flames. Don't be stupid. Just keep quiet. Oh my God. And I just knew it. I just knew we're going to get home. My mom's going to discipline me. And then when her husband comes home, he's going to discipline me. And yeah, my plans. My heart was broken. Not because I'd been caught. Not because this woman snitched. Not because I was going to be hit either. But because my plans, all the plans that I had to sneak out, you know, were just going to go down the drain after. And I remember I got back into the house. My mom didn't say a single word to me. She didn't say none to me. You know how your parents will call you and say, please give me the remote, and the remote is right next to them? Nah, my mom was getting the remote by herself. She was giving me a full-blown silent treatment. And I mean, y'all know I like to talk. And I get that from my mommy. And so if she's not talking, we can't survive, you know? And it was torture. And she didn't tell my dad because my dad didn't say anything to me. I remember she gave me silent treatment for a while. And I was still a day scholar then. So imagine every day She's not saying anything. She's not sending me anywhere. Nothing. And that really, really got to me. That really, really, really got to me more than all the other forms of discipline that they had utilized. All those weapons that prosper, you know. And I decided to change my mind a little bit. I decided to repent from my sneaking out, and I gave up my resources, my extra keys, my extra remotes, my resources, my sneaking out resources. I went and I handed them in quietly, though, because I wasn't about to snitch on myself either, you know. And I just, yeah, I just decided not to say anything, you know. And I just, yeah. That was the last of sneaking out in that particular season. And that brings us to our ooh wow for this week. Our ooh wow of the week is coming from Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. And it reads, "From then on, Jesus said, 'Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.' For those that are joining me for the first time, ooh wow stands for Unleashed Word of the Week, and this is the boost part of the Boost podcast. Basically, I aim at boosting you with maybe a word from the Bible, a revelation that I've gotten during the week. I don't know, something nice, something to keep you boosted, something to encourage you, something to keep you going. And so our ooh wow this week, our Unleashed Word of the Week, is repentance. Now, before you log out and say, "Oh, she's about to go church call on me," just wait a minute. I got a sweet, sweet angle on repentance. Now, the Oxford Dictionary says, "Repentance is to feel or express regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing." Now, the Bible's revelation or definition of the word repentance is a response to God's love by being transformed in your mind, leading to a transformation in your actions, turning towards God and away from what dishonors Him. So we can see a clear difference between repentance according to the conventional Oxford definition and the way that the Bible puts it. The Bible puts it as an action to respond to God's love by being transformed in your mind. Whereas the more conventional definition is suggesting that we concentrate on feeling regret or remorse about our wrongs, right? And that suggests that we're focusing more on our wrongs than actually wanting to change them. Whereas when we look at what the Bible suggests about repentance, it focuses more on responding to God's love. So it's a response to love and not a response to sin. It's a response to what God's giving us. And God does not give us a spirit of fear. So repentance isn't because Jesus is coming back and all these people are saying Jesus is coming back tomorrow and all of this, and so I must repent. And it's not coming from that fear. It's coming from responding that, oh, God loved me so much that He gave His only begotten Son who died on the cross and is now on His way back. And in response to that love, I'm going to change, but not change my actions, change my mind so that my actions can be changed. Because what then happens is most of the times we then try to just directly change our actions without actually changing the way we process how and why we do those actions. And as a result, we just end up in these cycles. We continue to do things that we don't want to do. And it's because the cognitive process hasn't been changed. So the way we think hasn't been changed. So the way we process the things that we're doing hasn't been changed. So we're likely to repeat it, right? So just the most important part of our ooh wow is that repentance is not a response to fear or our wrongdoing, but a response to God's love. So what is the importance of repentance? Must we only repent because we're afraid that if Jesus is coming in the next 5 minutes, we're not going to make it? No, we must repent in order to like distance ourselves from things that dishonor God, because we're saying that we're children of God and we love God and we're loved by God. And when you love someone, you don't want to dishonor them. I hope that this is making sense to you. And another important thing from our wow is repentance is an everyday thing. It's an ongoing progress. It's a progression. And to prove this, I'm actually going to take a reading from Romans chapter 12 verse 2 in the Amplified version, and it says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you." So we can see in this verse that this situation of being changed in your mind is progressive. As you mature spiritually, you're being changed. And so it's an ongoing process. And to summarize that, we can simply say that repentance, we as Christians and God-loving and God-fearing people need to live a repentant lifestyle. And that is the end of our ooh, wow. And I just want to say thank you to my family members who helped me with this word. Because when this word came, I wanted to express it the way I was feeling it. And I expressed it to them by asking them a couple of questions. And they helped me to be able to express it better. So thank you, Rose. Thank you, Eve. Thank you, Robson. And thank you, Anisu. And we have reached the end of this podcast, of this episode. I'm gonna have to love you and leave you, baby. But we do this again next week, so don't forget to like, don't forget to comment, don't forget to subscribe. Most importantly, don't forget to share. And so with that being said, may God increase you and may God bless you. Bye.